Jesus. This is red letter stuff. He's delivering this amazing sermon to a huge group of folks. We're just going to jump right into the middle of it. And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Let's pray. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, oh, we need you this morning. We are nothing without you, but we can do all things through you. Thank you for your anointing in this service. Thank you that our hearts are opened up and our ears are opened up to receive what you have for us, Lord. And thank you that you are changing us and growing us into that army that you have called us to be. Not a group of self-centered folks, not a group of worry warts, but people that are just sold out and devoted to you and excited about what you're doing in this day and this age. Thank you that we are full of courage and boldness, and we are led by the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, we need you today. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. And everybody in the church said, God bless you guys. So we're going to go over these few verses today. And yeah, our main topic is, you know, stop fretting, don't worry, don't be stressed out, don't be anxious. It's not a topic, or let me say it like this. We have talked about this quite a bit throughout the years, but I felt as I was preparing, we just wrapped up like this 7-week study on not sinning, not giving in to temptation, growing in the Lord, that sort of thing. And as I was getting ready to go into this next study that I felt the Lord was preparing me to get into, I felt like he kept saying, I want you to take a break and I want you to talk about this. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to talk about not fretting today, not being stressed out. So let's jump right into it. Verse 29, Luke 12, verse 29. And everybody just give me the next few minutes of your time. Look past the messenger, but receive the message. Luke 12 and verse 29. And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried. Now, one thing, absolutely, Jesus Christ is not saying, hey, guys, don't go out there and work. He's not saying don't go out there and work to get what you need. You will see all through Scripture where he says, where the good book says, you need to work. You need to be productive. I grabbed one little verse just to make this point. 1 Thessalonians 4 in verse 11. He's not saying sit on your duff and don't do anything. He wants us to be productive, okay? You don't work, you don't eat. Can I get a witness? 1 Thessalonians, the Bible has nothing good to say about being lazy. I'm just moving forward. 1 Thessalonians, neither does my mother. 1 Thessalonians, yeah, what are you going to do, right? Yeah, moving forward. I could tell, never mind. One time I'm going to just take a short little break. God bless you. I was a kid and I was like, Mom, I'm bored. I said that one time. One time to my mother before she said, oh no, there's no reason for you to be bored. Let me show you. There's a lot of things we can do around here. So anyways, moving forward, 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 11, God wants us to be productive. He wants us to work, 1 Thessalonians 4, 11, and to aspire to live quietly and to mind your own affairs. Well, there's a sermon right there in that. And to aspire to live quietly and to mind your own affairs, but look at this part, and to work with your hands as we instructed you. The Apostle Paul, when he would go into town to minister, he would start working, man. He didn't want to be a burden on other people. So I'm just trying to make the point. God wants you to work, okay? I hate to say it, you know, if you didn't want to hear that this morning, God wants you to be productive. So let's go back to Luke 12 and verse 29. And do not seek what you are to eat. Again, he's not saying, hey, I'm giving you an excuse not to get out there and be productive. What he's saying is stop worrying. Stop wasting your time worrying about these things. Don't let the fact that it looks like you might be coming up a little short this month, don't let that steal your joy. And he's going to tell us exactly what we need to do. Amen. But right off the bat, he's saying, look, you are my children. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are a child of the Most High God. Okay. And he says, you're my kids, and I expect you to act a certain way. I don't want my children to walk around pulling out their hair, being all stressed out about things. For one thing, the world is looking at you. Half of the world's looking at you because they want you to mess up. That's just how it is. The other half of the world is looking because they need something real in their life. And so here's this wonderful opportunity to let that light shine, as opposed to just being crazy and just getting all stressed out about what's going on in your world. God says, hey, I don't want you to do that, man. And do not seek what you are to eat, what you are to drink, nor be worried. We have a parallel or a partner verse, Matthew 6:31. You got it right here. Same thing. Therefore, do not be anxious. If you'll notice, we have absolutely no wiggle room here in these verses. Jesus is saying, I don't want you to be stressed out. I don't want you to worry. I don't want you to be anxious. Okay, so therefore, if I'm going around being stressed out all the time, I'm not doing the right thing. Think about that for a second. God's telling me to do this, but because of what I'm seeing with my eyes, what I'm hearing with my ears, with my natural senses, I'm getting all stressed out and anxious. Well, I need to go back to the Word of God and what God says. Remember, we always say this, and it's the truth. It's Scripture. Let God be true and every man a liar. So if it's not lining up with the Word of God, if it's your own thoughts, if it's not lining up with the Word of God, you need to push that junk away. Can I get a witness? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? God says, not my children, okay? Not my children. You belong to me. Amen. Let's move forward. Well, look at Luke 12 and 25. Look at verse 12, 25 of Luke. This is Jesus Christ here talking. It's all red letter stuff today. And which of you, by being anxious, now think about this, ponder this for a second. And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? Think about that. Jesus Christ is saying nothing, absolutely nothing good comes out about being, nothing good comes out of being stressed out. Nothing productive comes out of being worried and stressed out. Are you going to add any to your stature? You're going to add a minute to your life? No, actually, I believe it hurts your physical health. But moving forward, let's go to the next slide. Boy, I better slow down. Y'all are going to get out early. Luke 12 and verse 30. Number one, don't worry. Number one, don't worry. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Two things going on in this verse. First part, for all the nations of the world seek after these things. Second part, and your Father knows that you need them. Look with me at Matthew 6:32, right here. It's our parallel. For the Gentiles seek after all these things. And then if you go back and look at Luke 12 and verse 30, for all the nations of the world seek after these things. Jesus is making the distinction between God's children and the rest of the world. Well, aren't we all God's children? No, unfortunately, not. No, we're not. You have to have that relationship with Jesus Christ. Then you are grafted into the family of God. You have been adopted into the family of God, which is a beautiful, amazing thing. Can I get a witness? But not everybody can claim, I'm a child of the Lord. We're all God's children. You've heard it. We're all God's children. Unfortunately, that's not the case. We've all fallen short. We've all broken God's law. There's a standard, and we don't meet it. That's why we need Jesus Christ. But what Jesus is saying, he's saying, when you get all anxious and stressed out and worried, and he's not saying you ain't got real deal problems. He's talking to people. This group of people would have had to seriously wonder often where their next meal is going to come from. They would have to wonder things that we don't even take into account, you know? They had real deal daily problems trying to meet the things that they needed for life, food, water, shelter, clothing, that sort of thing. That's the environment he's in as he's preaching this. And he says, look, man, when you get all stressed out, anxious, and worried, okay, first of all, it doesn't just affect you. It affects other people around you. Okay, you're not really letting your light shine like I want you to, right? He says, when you do that, you're acting like a pagan. You're acting like an unbeliever. You're acting like somebody that does not have a relationship with the Most High God. You're acting like somebody that does not have a heavenly Father. Remember, we've been adopted into this family. That's the second point he's making with this verse. Don't be stressed out. Don't be worried. When you do that, you're acting like an unbeliever, okay? And you're not of this world. You're passing through this world. And I expect you to let your light shine as you're going through this world, okay? For all the nations of the world seek after these things. Now look at this part. And your Father knows that you need them. So remember, we have that heavenly Father. And that's not just something we say. You are royalty, man. That's the truth of the matter. You are royalty. You are a child of the Most High God, the sovereign God, the one true God is your heavenly Father. And he owns the cattle on a thousand hills. All right. So whatever you're going through this morning, I just want to encourage you. And I know a lot of people are going through a lot of stuff. I don't have to waste my time talking about that. I know people got their own trials that they're going through. But look, we got to magnify the Lord. We got to seek God for who he is. And you know what? My problems, and they're real problems, man. They're real deal problems, man. Just like the audience of Jesus Christ right here that he's talking to. They had real issues, man. Real struggles. He's not saying they're not real. He's just saying, you know what, man? You have a heavenly Father, all right? And he knows what you need. He knows exactly what you need, okay? So, well, that's kind of crazy. If he knows what I need, then why in the world are we so stressed out all the time, right? See, we're not looking at things the right way. We're looking at the wind and the waves. And we got some wind and the waves out there, man. I mean, everything's crazy. Ain't no denying that. Everything's been turned upside down. But you know what, man? We're standing on the solid rock. All right, and that rock ain't going anywhere. Look at Psalm 84 in verse 11, because your Father knows what you need. All right? This is the truth of the matter. So we can leave here with joy. That's true. Paul, you ain't got my problems. Man, I don't. I know that. I know I don't. And I know they're real issues, man, real deal holy fuel issues, man. But this is what God is saying. He wants his people to have joy, and he wants us to think positive. He wants us to be optimistic, right? For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in the future. He says, I want you to be optimistic, man. I want you to think positive. You got a heavenly Father that knows what you need. Psalm 84 and verse 11, this is a good one. For the Lord God is a sun, an S-U-N. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. Just good attributes, painting a beautiful picture of who our God is, okay? So everybody come along with me. For the Lord God is a sun. What does a sun do? Sun gives off light, gives off heat. Without the sun, okay, bye-bye crops. Without crops, you ain't got nothing on the table. Okay, if you ain't got the crops, the livestock ain't got nothing to eat. God is good, okay? God is good. Your heavenly Father is good. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. He is your protector. Because, man, we can be so stressed out about things. Well, look, man, God is your God. My God is a sun, and he is my shield, okay? If he's my shield and I'm putting my trust in him, that means whatever he allows to come my way, it's because he's allowed it to come my way. He's allowed it to come my way for a reason. Therefore, he's trying to teach me something. Amen? A little food for thought. He doesn't waste anything. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. Isn't that wonderful? You've been grafted into this family that we ain't nowhere near good enough to be part of. You know, and that goes for all humanity, by the way. But we've been accepted in this precious family. And he says, look, I've given you my favor. What do you mean by that? I mean, look, if we are God's children, take 20 kids. All right. I should have thought about this one a little better. Oh, you're God's kids, man. 20 kids, birthday party. Who are you watching? What are you watching? You're watching your kids, man. I go to birthday parties with my kids all the time, man. Everybody's jumping around doing all kinds of crazy stuff. You know where my eyes are at? It's on that ice cream cake. Talk about modern. Everything ain't horrible about living in this day and age. Look what the science has been able to do, making ice cream and cake in one package. It boggles the mind, doesn't it? How they can even do that. Look, it's ice cream. It's ice cream and cake. You look, man, there's a bunch of kids somewhere, but you're looking at your kids. Why? Because those are my kids, man. Those are mine. Their blood is in my heart. My blood is coursing through their veins, man. Those are mine. So God's like that. He's like, those are my babies right there. Those are mine. Okay, he's watching over his. And he says, I ain't going to withhold no good thing from you. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Well, God wants us to walk uprightly. God wants us to desire to do what's right. And that comes along with being his kid, right? It ain't the good things you do is going to save you, but because you've been saved by the precious blood of Jesus, he says, now you get out there, man, and you let your light shine, man. You say no to what you need to say no to, yes to what you need to say yes to, right? Walk uprightly. And sometimes, let's be honest, sometimes we don't get the blessing that we really, really want because we're kind of being rebellious. We're not walking uprightly, you know? But God said, I won't withhold no good thing from you. Sometimes it's not the right time because it ain't the right time. Sometimes it's no because it ain't good for you. Sometimes it's no because we're just being rebellious. We're trying to cherry pick the things we love and like about Scripture and skirt around the stuff that's kind of what's it called when it makes you convicted? When it makes you convicted, right? You're like, oh, I don't want to read that. I don't want to think about that. Well, that's the stuff we need to get into, the stuff that's bringing conviction to us. You know what I mean? And sometimes, man, he can't bless us. The Lord can't bless us. He has the ability. He can't bless us like he wants to bless because we're going the wrong way. So he'll bring correction in, but he brings correction in because he's my loving father, because he wants what's best for me. I'm trying to say, you know, whatever we're going through, it's okay. It's going to be all right. God says, don't worry. When you worry, you're acting like an unbeliever. You're acting like a pagan. You're acting like somebody that doesn't have a heavenly father. But you, Paul Rott, you do have a heavenly father. You have a heavenly father that he's the creator of heaven and earth. And he says, I love you. I know what you need. Luke 12:31. So instead of being stressed out, instead of being anxious, because Lord knows in the natural we have tons of things to be stressed out about, right? Luke 12:31. Instead, do this. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. So he's talking about your needs. He's talking to impoverished people here, you know? And he's saying, look, instead of being stressed out and worried, anxious, you have a heavenly father, all right? Now do this. Replace the fear, replace the anxiety, replace the stress with the worry. Don't entertain that stuff, all right? But bring in this. This is what God says. This is what he says for me and you to do. Instead, seek his kingdom. What does that mean? Follow after Christ. Instead of spending your time being all stressed out, follow Christ. Obey his word. Can I get a witness? Instead, seek his kingdom and these things will be added to you. Saying no to sin, living devoted to Christ. He says, if you want to have more of me in your life and you want to be my servant, guess what's going to happen? You don't have to waste time worrying about things. I'll make sure that your needs are met. Once again, he ain't saying you don't have to work. Of course, we have to work. We have to be productive. But he says, when it looks like it's not going to work out, don't be stressed out. Don't be anxious. Don't go kick the dog. Don't do that. At least don't leave a mark, right? Whatever you said, God does not want us to be stressed out. Instead, seek his kingdom and these things will be added to you. So we have this wonderful opportunity. Let's go to the next slide. He says, look, because you can be stressed out, but you're my kids and I don't want you to be stressed out. It's like when you look at one of your kids and they're worried about something, it hurts your heart, it breaks your heart. And you know, because you've got a little experience behind your belt, you got a little bit of age on them, you know that, hey, this ain't the end of the world. This ain't the biggest thing you're going to come across. But because they're hurting, it hurts you. And what you want to do is you want to give them peace. You want to say, hey, it's going to be all right, man. Yeah. And that's what God is reaching down to each and every one of us this morning and saying, hey, whatever you're going through, it's going to be all right. And you might be sitting back saying, yeah, you know, this is great. This is fine. But I ain't really got nothing. Ain't got nothing going on like that right now. Well, goody. Good for you. You know, pray for your brothers and sisters in Christ. But take this and put it close to your heart. Because either you're going into a trial, you're in a trial, or you're coming out of trial. You will have trials and storms in this world. Like Sister Claudia said, God wants us to count it all joy. God wants us to be joyful when we're going through all this stuff. That is a supernatural thing. You cannot be joyful when it looks like the whole world's falling apart around you. You just can't be. But if I lean on Christ, if I hunger and thirst for righteousness, if I want him, I'm magnifying him, he's going to give me peace. The more I hang out with God, the more I hang out and spend time with him, the more I'm going to come out of my prayer closet or my devotional time thinking, you know what? It's going to be all right. I don't know how, but it's going to be all right because my God is sovereign. He's in control. Nothing gets by him. I am his much loved child. Amen. We're already there. Oh, man. Okay, Luke 12:32. This is my favorite part of this group of scriptures. Don't worry. When you worry, you act like a pagan. All right? You act like you're someone that doesn't have a heavenly father, and you definitely have a heavenly father. Right? And he says, but seek God. Instead of being all stressed out, follow after Christ, man. Grow in him. Grow in relationship with him. The closer you get to him, the smaller your problems get. I'm not saying you ain't got problems either. But I'm talking about our God. What is that verse? The heavens are his throne and the earth is his footstool. That's a lot bigger than our problems, right? And if he holds the heavens and the earth together, I think he can hold our life together. That's the message he's trying to convey to us. I'm a big God. I'm a lot bigger than your problems. Now, this is my favorite part. Luke 12:32. Fear not, there it is again. Fear not, little flock. That tender, compassionate thing right there. And sometimes when you're talking to your kids, sometimes you got to be a little stern, but sometimes the right thing to do is just be tender, you know? And he's saying, fear not, little flock. It's going to be okay. What do flocks have? Flocks have shepherds, man. What does a shepherd do? Guides us, leads us, directs us, corrects us, protects us. But he watches over us, man. We're not alone in this. And he says, fear not, little flock, because you are a little flock and you need a shepherd and you got a shepherd. The Most High God is your shepherd. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. This is amazing verse right here. Stop worrying, okay? I know what you need. I'm going to meet your needs. Your job is just to trust and serve me. Trust and serve me. Let your little light shine. Don't hide it under a bushel, okay? And when you start getting stressed out again, look, man, I got bigger plans for you. This is God, not me. I got bigger plans for you than you could ever imagine. I got a kingdom waiting for you, man, which reminds me, don't forget that you are royalty, right? That you have been grafted into the most precious family in all eternity. You belong to the one true God. And he says, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure. I want to do something amazing for you. The end result is going to be so worth what you're going through in this life. So just keep serving me. I'll make sure you got your day-to-days met. Don't worry about it. Matter of fact, I'm going to read another verse. You do not have it on your bulletin, but I'm just going to go ahead and throw this at you. Matthew 6:34, little bonus. And you can write it down if you're taking notes. Matthew 6:34. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. What in the world does that mean? Jesus Christ talking to this group of people. He's saying, look, here's a little secret. Take it one day at a time. One day at a time. Don't get stressed out about what might happen 3 weeks down the road or what might happen tomorrow. But just keep seeking God. Keep following God. And he's like, seriously, this will give you a lot of encouragement, and this will help you if you just take it one day at a time. God will get you through each and every day. You know what I mean? That's the truth of the matter. Take it one day at a time. Like I said, he's not saying you can't work. He's not saying you don't plan ahead. He's saying don't let what might be waiting around the corner, stress you out or make you sick or not productive for today. Can I get a witness? So just take it one day at a time, man. This is Jesus Christ talking. Remember when the disciples like, hey, teach us how to pray. And then we get the Lord's Prayer. It's our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it. Give us, dude, I was like, oh my gosh, I hope I didn't forget it. Give us this day our daily bread. That's what he says, pray. Bread, man. He's talking about your daily needs. What you need to get through that day. There it is again. Just take it one day at a time. He will get us through to the next day. Can I get a witness? Give the Lord some praise. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Okay, what an amazing, wonderful promise. Talking about eternal life, talking about sins forgiven, talking about joys everlasting, talking about the Holy Spirit dwelling inside your heart, that God making his home within us. When the earth is his footstool and the heavens are his throne, but he also dwells inside me. What the heck? I'm just saying you're blessed, man. He said, well, look, man, you know, I understand the daily needs thing, okay, but that's not really what I'm dealing with right now. That's not really what I'm struggling. I've got a little bit of money in the bank, whatever, got gas in the car. That ain't what's keeping me up at night. You know, maybe it's the fact that, you know, all the craziness in the world, the wars in Israel, the wars in Ukraine, all the crazy tyrannical business going on and people calling right, wrong, and wrong, right. Maybe it's just weighing on you so much when it seems like evil is prevailing. Well, you're not alone if that is what you're thinking about and that's what's stealing your joy, because King David went through that himself. He would sit back and talk to God about it and say, man, I don't get it. Looks like evil's just triumphing over here. But see, okay, so I grabbed a few verses. Psalm 37, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 37, 1 through 3. Yeah, there it is. Fret not. This is King David. This is God talking through King David. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. It's not saying bury your head in the sand. David was a mighty warrior. He did amazing exploits for the Lord. But this is also what God says to each and every one of us. Fret not. You got real problems, but God says, fret not yourself. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Don't be all sick to your stomach about what you see going on. Be not envious of wrongdoers. For they will, look, verse 2, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. What's God saying to me and you through that? He's saying no one's getting away with nothing, man. No one's getting away with nothing. He's going to settle all the scores. He says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Okay, I'm not saying bury your head in the sand. I'm not saying that Christians don't have to do certain things, but I'm saying God says, do not make yourself sick or stressed out about what you see, because he's in control, he's sovereign, and he's keeping score a lot better than we ever could. And he says, nobody, nada, ain't nobody getting away with nothing. So we can rest our head at night and we can sleep soundly if we want to, because the one who watches over Israel never sleeps or never slumbers, man. Verse 3, here's our marching orders again. Verse 3, trust in the Lord. You take these promises, man, and you hold on to them. Let God be true, every man a liar. I'm not going to give in to this fear and anxiety that Satan keeps whispering at me. Not going to do it, man. Trust in the Lord. Believe God's promises. Trust in the Lord and do good. Serve God. We got something to do, man. We got to serve God. Trust in the Lord and do good. And here's just a little tidbit, man. And it's true. You know it's true if you've ever done it. you're going through a hard time, whatever, you got something going on in your life, man, where Satan's trying to steal your joy. One of the absolute, and this is how God has wired us, what God has given us. You know, that when we're going through a hard time, God says, go out there and be a blessing to somebody else. Go out there and bless and encourage somebody else. And this amazing thing happens when you bless somebody else. God sends somebody to bless you. But not only that, when you're blessing somebody else, when you're encouraging somebody else, okay, you're going to have to chew on the word of God before you give it out. And so when you're blessing somebody else, God sends peace back on you. If you don't believe me, try it. If you don't believe me, try it. Whatever you're going through, say, you know what? I'm going to go encourage somebody today. I'm going to go bless somebody today. And guess what? God's going to bless you when you do that. It's a wonderful thing that God has given us. Look at verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Don't worry about running up to the mountains. Don't worry about being stressed out. Nobody, absolutely nobody, gets away with nothing, man. God's got it all under control. And, you know, that's good news, man. If you didn't know that, okay, now you do. And if you did know that, okay, let's remember that. Well, that's some deep stuff. You know, let's go to the next slide. No. Stay here. Sometimes, man, our hearts are just heavy, you know? Sometimes it's like, well, yeah, there's all this craziness in town. You know, there's all the craziness. I'm hearing all these stories and hearing all this stuff in my world, you know, with all the sex trafficking and elected officials getting involved in all kinds of heinous, evil things and all this craziness. But that's back burner stuff for me, man. You know, I've got this going on in my world with my family, you know, something very close to home. My children don't want anything to do with God. I'm not talking about my children, but I'm saying sometimes we have these issues in our life that can just steal our joy to where whatever the news channel is saying is like, well, that stinks, man. That's horrible. But that ain't what I got bigger fish to fry in my own life right now. You know what I mean? But see, the remedy is the same no matter what, whether it's your daily needs or something catastrophic. You know, God says this, seek him, man. Follow him. It's, look, here's the remedy. 1 Peter 5 and verse 7, cast all your anxieties. Here's another thing. We have absolutely no wiggle room, and he's being specific because he wants you to walk away with peace and even joy, man. He says, you take what is stressing you out, whether it's something going on in a different part of the world, in the White House, or in your backyard, or in your bedroom, or whatever, man. Look, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. When it says he cares for you, what he's saying is, I am your heavenly Father. You are my concern. You are my responsibility. Okay, so you give me what is stealing your joy. You cast that over here. I don't want my child to be burdened with this. I'm a big God. I see the end from the beginning. I want you to have peace. It's going to work out the best possible way. So just give me your fears and anxieties. How do you do that, man? That's pretty. How do you do that? With prayer. With prayer. And yeah, God already knows what you need. He certainly does. But this is where you get the peace, is when you mentally transition it from you to him. You say, God, I give this to you. This is so much bigger than me. You know, my heart is heavy about this. And when we give it to him, he says, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds. So here's the trade-off. Give God what's messing you up, whatever it is. And he said, I'll give you peace in return. I'll give you peace. And then we'll work on this. I'll do the part you can't do. I'll do the big part. But the main thing is, I need you to have peace. I want you to stop worrying and acting like you don't have a heavenly Father. Can I get a witness? So here's an important verse in my little repertory. Why does he keep saying, I don't know. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Sometimes you say a neat word, and you're like, all right, I don't like that word. doesn't really fit into what I'm talking about, but I like it. Okay, Isaiah 41 and verse 10. Look, look, we purposely went with the NLT right here because I don't want this to slip through anybody's fingers, man. Not like the ESV would completely confuse you, but I want everybody to grab a hold of this, man. Okay, I'm giving my burdens to God, right? Through prayer, Satan lies to me. I'm rebuking that nonsense. I'm pushing it out, bringing in God's promises, man. And I'm standing on his promises. I'm giving my burdens to God. Look at this. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Don't be afraid. Look at your neighbor and say, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Why? Well, how can you say that to me, Paul? Because this is what God says. God says, don't be afraid, for I am with you. You ever see the fancy movie stars or the basketball players walking around? They ain't got a care in the world, and there's hordes of people all around them, but they got these two big bodyguards just pushing people. Get back. Hey, this guy's important. He's important. He makes gazillions of dollars for throwing a ball in a bucket. Get back. He's an important person. Get back. He pays me good to do. Yeah. Well, look, man, you have something way better than that. You have the one true God. Your heavenly Father is with you. All right. So, thank you, Jesus. So that means something when he says, don't be afraid, little flock. It's okay. When he says in Isaiah 41, don't be afraid, for I am with you. That changes everything, man. For I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. There's a lot that can discourage us. But here it is again. Don't be discouraged. Why? Because I'm your God. I'm your heavenly Father. It's going to be all right, man. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I love this part. Because he's not saying, I'm just going to do it for you. He'll do what you can't do, right? But look what he says. I will strengthen you. I'll give you the strength to carry on. I will strengthen you and help you. Sometimes you just need a little bit of help. And help is it's a tiny, tiny word, but there's so much involved in that little word. It's like a stick of dynamite. Help. You know, I need help doing this. I need help doing that. Man, I can't do this on my own. You know? He says, okay, I got it. I will help you with that. Just relax, man. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. So he's like, hey, you're going to get through this. Yeah, and I know it's scary, but I don't want you to be scared. I'm with you. Lean on me. Stop acting like an unbeliever, man. People are watching, dude. Be cool. Yeah, be cool, man. He said, I'm going to hold you up with my righteous right hand. He's saying, I'm going to grab your hand, and I'm going to hold it up, and I'm going to say, looky, looky, look at what my son did. He's going to hold our hand up in victory. He's going to get us through to the finish line. Give the Lord some praise. So I wanted to encourage us, and this is what Scripture says, so either we can stand on the Word of God or we can just be nutty. And that's the truth. We can stand on God's promises and obey God's Word and have peace and joy, or we can just be stressed out, which is the opposite of what God wants for us. He doesn't want you to be stressed out or anxious. He's saying, I know the end from the beginning. It's going to be all right. Just come up into my arms. Let me hold you. Father God, thank you for blessing these folks.